In a significant stride towards enhancing air travel safety and connectivity in northern Manitoba, the Thompson Regional Airport has been allocated $30 million through the airport's Capital Assistance Program, ACAP. The announcement was made by the Honorable Anita Anand, President of the Treasury Board and Minister of Transport, at an event held at the Area 55 Advanced Cold Research Facility, adjacent to the airport. Minister Anand, alongside key local leaders, emphasized the government's commitment to strengthening air services vital for remote and indigenous communities. The Thompson Regional Airport is an important hub for essential passenger and cargo services to remote and indigenous communities in northern Manitoba and western Nunavut. This investment will help ensure that these communities have year-round access to safe and reliable air services for delivery of essential goods and services, for business and trade, and for travel between northern communities and throughout Canada, she stated. The funding will be utilized for the construction of a new apron, two new taxiways, one paved and one gravel, and the installation of advanced drainage and electrical systems. With changing climate conditions causing permafrost destabilization, the airport's current apron and taxiways have seen a decline in pavement strength, limiting their capacity to support essential aircraft operations. The new infrastructure will be constructed on stable bedrock, integrating innovative engineering techniques to reinforce the permafrost and enhance the bearing capacity of the ground during cold weather. Vince Shumka, chair of the Thompson Regional Airport Authority, highlighted the importance of these upgrades, stating, "These critical improvements are essential not only for safety but also for enhancing our capacity to serve the diverse needs of our community. The investment signifies a vote of confidence in our airport's future." The event was attended by various dignitaries, including Colleen Smook, Mayor of Thompson, Angela Leviser on behalf of MKO, MLA, Eric Redhead, Chief of Nisichawayasik Cree Nation, and Curtis Ross, CEO and Chief Development Officer of the Thompson Regional Airport Authority. Their presence underscored the collaborative efforts between different levels of government and local leadership to drive economic development through improved aviation infrastructure. The Thompson Regional Airport serves as a crucial link for 37 northern communities, including 15 remote Indigenous communities accessible only by air and ice roads. This investment is expected to foster year-round connectivity, bolster supply chain resiliency, and facilitate essential travel and transport logistics, especially in times of heightened demand or emergency situations. The building projects at the Thompson Regional Airport have amassed a total investment of about $125 million over 5 years, reflecting a broader commitment to improving infrastructure across the region. This recent $30 million funding announcement adds to an earlier $52 million investment from the Canada Infrastructure Bank, CIB, also announced in November 2023. This latter investment focuses on a comprehensive redevelopment plan, which includes the construction of a new air terminal building, extension of sewer lines, and significant upgrades to both airside and non-airside infrastructure. Minister Dan Vandal, responsible for Northern Affairs and Regional Development Initiatives, expressed profound gratitude for the substantial funding supporting the airport's enhancements. "We are incredibly grateful for the funding provided by the airport's Capital Assistance Program. This significant investment in the new Thompson Airport will greatly enhance our safety, security, and operational efficiency. The improvements to our airfield lighting systems, runways, and terminal facilities are critical to ensuring that we can continue to serve our community and the surrounding region effectively," he remarked. Transport Canada's Airports Capital Assistance Program has played an essential role in providing federal financial support to eligible airports across the nation since its inception in 1995. With commitments amounting to nearly $1.3 billion for 1,268 projects at 201 local, regional, and national airports, ACAP has become a cornerstone in ensuring airports maintain high safety standards while expanding their operational scope to meet community needs. The new construction and upgrades at the Thompson Regional Airport are integral not only for improving passenger experiences but also for facilitating economic growth in the region. Safe and efficient air travel is vital for the transportation of goods, the support of local businesses, and the delivery of services to remote populations. As economies in northern communities frequently rely on air transport, enhancing airport capacities assures critical access to markets and essential resources. Moreover, during a time of increasing climate variability, the commitment to building infrastructure capable of adapting to such changes is essential for safeguarding future air travel. Enhancing the durability of airport facilities against changing weather patterns also resonates with broader sustainability goals, reflecting an awareness of the unique environmental challenges faced by northern regions. With a mix of local insights and federal support, Thompson Regional Airport is set to evolve into a more resilient and pivotal transportation hub for northern Manitoba. The continued collaboration among government officials, local authorities, and the airport authority promises a forward-looking approach toward meeting the needs of passengers and communities alike. In conclusion, the funding secured will not only enhance infrastructure but also ensure that the Thompson region remains a vital part of Canada's interconnected transport network, reinforcing the commitment to economic prosperity and community connectivity across rural and Indigenous populations. The developments at Thompson Regional Airport illustrate a proactive stance towards future challenges while celebrating the importance of sustainable and reliable air travel in Canada's Northern Canada landscape.